Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us right now, I love this next guest. One of my favorites, not just in hockey, but across the Pittsburgh sports spectrum. From the NHL on NBC, their lead analyst, Eddie Olczyk's our guest right now. He'll be in town, right, Craig, for the Penguins and Bruins matinee Sunday at PPG Paints Arena. Edzo, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller in Pittsburgh. How are you today?
Hey, Andrew. Nice to talk to you, man. I see you every Sunday on my television picking winners every Sunday for the National Football League. So good to be with you. Happy New Year. I don't know when you stop saying Happy New Year when you don't talk to somebody into the New Year. But you know what? It doesn't really matter. Chris, how are you? I hope you guys are doing good. And Andrew, if I could.
Yes.
I was in Las Vegas with three football weekends left to go in the regular season.
Okay.
And I looked up at the board and I was like, tell me what the Tennessee Titans might be with 3 weeks left to go to win the Super Bowl. And I thought to myself, I thought probably they would be, you know, maybe 40-1, 35-1. They were 50-1. And I got my feet wet, so I'm sitting on a ticket right now at 50-1 for the Titans to win the Super Bowl.
Edzo, hold on. I'm going to stop you right there. I love that because I think they're going to at least get there. So you might,
yeah,
you know, your mileage
all
may
right
vary as far as me jinxing you. But hold on. We do picking games on this show every Thursday, and
yeah,
we have a shame bet attached. There's no money that changes hands. Last year I won, so Pony had to besmirch and disparage Jim Boeheim at a Pitt basketball game as a Syracuse man. That hurt his feelings. This year, I got something bad on the line for me that I won't even tell you. But this guy across from me here is running the Dean Smith four corners because he did the math and realized that with the rules we put on this, all he has to do is pick a handful of games the same as me every week, and it doesn't matter what happens. And he's going to win by one game because of it.
Yep.
Is this not dirty pool, Edzo?
Well, let me just ask you. Have you asked him to take off his jersey yet? Have you asked him to take off the Altuve jersey? Is he allowed to do that? That's what I want to know.
Edzo, I got the Titans at 65-1, so we're in the same little
no
group
way
in there. Yeah, I did.
That's awesome.
Yep.
A lot of feet are wet right now on the Tennessee Titans.
And I brought this up to Chris yesterday, speaking of betting. We were at the Rivers together, Edzo, and I said,
yeah,
I like the Penguins. They're 14-1 to win the Stanley Cup. But the one thing that's mm-hmm keeping me from doing it is Boston. I just feel like they've got a situation with the Bruins where they can't get past that team. Why do you think that's a bad matchup for Pittsburgh?
And Andrew, hold on a second. Like, why do you think that the Penguins are going to face the Bruins in the playoffs?
Because I think the Penguins are coming out of the Metro playoffs, and right now I like Boston a little bit more than Tampa. But that'll be a great series if it comes to that.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I can't argue with it. First off, and it is good to be with you guys. I really appreciate you having me on. Mike Sullivan is the coach of the year right now, hands down. Considering what this team has been able to accomplish to be where they are, and it's well documented. I'm sure you guys have talked at nauseam about all the injuries, and look, it's just been one of those years. But Mike deserves a boatload of credit. And look, and those players too. Look, this starts at the top. I mean, this starts with you know, we hear that word culture a lot, but you know, the building blocks, the foundation, the leadership right up at the top of Mariel. And it's always been that way. And look, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some, and things are going to go well. Sometimes they're not. But when you look at this adversity that they've had, they've had an incredible run here. And, you know, look, are they ever going to be healthy this year? I don't know. Maybe that's not in the cards. But, you know, to get to your question about Boston, I mean, Boston is a tough matchup for a lot of teams. And, you know, you get that last change at home like the Bruins do, and you get the matchups that you want. And, you know, the Bruins, I saw a stat in the last couple of days, and I'm not even going to try to give the exact numbers, but I don't think there's a team in the National Hockey League that has given up more first goals in a game and have won more of those games than the Bruins have over the course of the last handful of years. I mean, they just, you know, they're comfortable playing in that setting. And last night, obviously, Sid scores, you know, really quick into the game, and it's been great to see him back on the ice. I'm looking forward to being the Berg on Sunday for our Sunday game on NBC before the football game. So, but I just, you know, Boston's, you know, they're an interesting dynamic, and, you know, I think they are a dangerous team. You know, they've got some guys banged up as well. So it'll be really interesting to see how this all plays out because, you know, you could make a case for probably legitimately, in my opinion, probably 11 teams in the Eastern Conference and go, yeah, I could see five or six of those teams making a run in the Stanley Cup final if the Cards, you know, come up their way.
And so Bob Airey was talking on the TV site yesterday about expecting a physical effort from the Bruins because of the way they got ripped in the Boston papers after their most recent game because they got shut out 3-0. They didn't protect Rask, et cetera.
Columbus.
What do you do if you're the Penguins and you know that's coming? Mike Sullivan said, well, we got to support the puck better, move the puck better, manage it better. It just feels like when I watch a game like that, especially in the regular season, it's pretty hard to do those things. If a team wants to be overly physical with you, chances are they're going to be able to do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then that's when you got to be crispy one step ahead of you know where the contact is coming from. And like if you're going to have a team that's going to be aggressive, and the Bruins certainly were, and I mean you had guys, you know, stepping up in the neutral zone. That's where you got, and I think that's what Mike's talking about is managing the puck, is to get it into open areas, get into some foot races, anticipate where the contact is coming from. And, you know, it's easier said than done. You can tell your players, you can show them on video, but when you get in it, and yeah, look, you know, the Bruins, you know, last couple of games haven't played very well, and they were going to come out and, you know, get back on, you know, on their winning ways. And, you know, the Penguins had them right, you know, look at it. They had them right where they wanted them, right? I mean, you get up early, you know, all of a sudden the team starts doubting themselves. But this is a team that, you know, was down in the Stanley Cup final last year, went into St. Louis and took care of business. And then, unfortunately for the Bruins, they weren't able to get it done in Game 7. So this team is battle-tested. You know, you got great leaders up and down, and, you know, the guy in goal has been pretty good when he's had that opportunity, when Rask has been either injured like he is or been alternating. So but I think just sometimes you just gotta, you're gonna have to absorb the contact and live to fight another day on some shifts, right? Like you're not gonna get a goal every shift. So sometimes you just gotta kill that clock and wait for your opportunities when the team is gonna be overly aggressive. And the Bruins certainly have that ability up and down their lineup. I mean, when you look at all four lines and their set of defense, you got guys that aren't afraid to, you know, to be in your face and be aggressive and to put a shoulder into.
Eddie Olczyk from the NHL on NBC will be here in Pittsburgh Sunday for the Penguins and Bruins. Also the author of an outstanding book, Beating the Odds in Hockey and in Life, that I would highly recommend to people listening to this conversation. Matt Murray tonight in Detroit. Edzo, he's now just the guy that gets the second of the back-to-backs. I mean, that's what's happened to the young two-time Stanley Cup champion. How do you see this working out, this dynamic? We've kind of been through it before with Murray and Fleury. Do you see a similarity between that arrangement and the one we have now with Jarry and Murray?
Well, I mean, look, the obvious difference is, you know, Flower was battle-tested and proven. You know, I don't think you can say, I can't say that for Tristan Jarry just yet. I mean, you know, get him into the playoffs. I know he's had, you know, he's helped this team in a lot of tough spots, but you know, it's going to be interesting how it does play out. Really, I mean, look at you know, it's going to be really, really interesting to see how this whole dynamic does play itself out, and you know, whether contract plays into it or not moving forward. I think, you know, I think all Penguin fans and us in the media, and I should say us, I should just speak for myself, is, you know, how's this thing going to play out for the last, you know, 30 plus games of the regular season, and then, you know, into the first round of the playoffs. And look, if you're Mike Sullivan and you're the Penguins and Jarry's the guy, and you don't think that Matt Murray is where he needs to be, well, then Matt Murray needs to get back where he was and be ready to go if he gets tapped on the shoulder, or if he can get back and get that net and, you know, play 7 of 10 or whatever the number is going to be. I'm sure schedule will play into that, but it's, you know, look at traveling around and talking to a lot of hockey people, as I'm lucky enough to do. I mean, a lot of the talk has been about the Penguins, of what they've been able to do, and not shortly after that when you talk about, you know, what certain teams are going to do with the deadline and is there another coach that's been fired and all that kind of stuff. Then it comes back to the Penguins and go, well, geez, you know, what's going to happen with Matt Murray down the road? And then it's, well, what's going to happen with Matt Murray here in the next, you know, 2 weeks or 2 months? Or, you know, is he going to be the guy come the first week or whatever it is, the second week of April? It's going to be a really interesting dynamic. I don't have an answer, but, you know, knowing the Penguins and you know, knowing Mike Sullivan as far as how he coaches and how he approaches, look, you know, whether the guy's making three or four schmil or the guy's making 800 grand, if he's doing the job, he's going to be the guy that is going to get that opportunity. So it'll be really fun to watch, I'm sure.
Are you going to hedge on Kansas City or are you going to let it ride?
I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until the Super Bowl. And then if I am lucky enough to get the Titans there, then I probably will a bit. I think that's where my horse racing background will step to the forefront when you got a live ticket there. And, you know, do you want to walk out of there with nothing? Well, probably not. So I might save myself come the Super Bowl. But, you know, right now I think I'm just going to watch the game in Kansas City. And all I'm hoping for is that Henry runs for about 400 yards and they can keep the ball away from Patrick Mahomes. At least don't give it to him, you know, eight or nine times because he's going to probably score six or seven of them. But look at my feeling is of Kansas City, can they play any better than they did last Sunday in quarters, or I guess at the end of quarter one to the rest of the game? Like I would expect a pothole or two. I mean, I'm hoping for a crater there for Tennessee to be able to go in there and win, but selfishly, obviously, but you know, I think it's gonna be a close game. If I was playing it, I would probably play a lower scoring game under the whatever it is, 52, 53, whatever it is now, and I would probably take the points, but I'm probably just going to watch and hope that I can get to the Super Bowl and have a live ticket in my hand.
Is sports betting legal in Pennsylvania? Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Edzo, thank you so much. Maybe I'll see you here on Sunday. We'll talk to you again soon.
Now, hold on a second, Andrew. Like, you're going to send me off with that number in my head now? Like, was there going to be the thoughts and comments of this radio station? Not to our guest or our host here today. So, all right, you guys, have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, Edzo. Enjoy Pittsburgh. There you go. Eddie Olczyk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.